August took off her glasses and cleaned them on the scarf at her waist. She taught me lots more about bees than just how to keep them. She used to tell me one tall bee tale after another. I perked up. "Tell me one," I said. August thumped her finger on her forehead like she was trying to tap one of them off some back shelf in her head. Then her eyes lit up, and she said, "Well, one time, Big Mama told me she went out to the hives on Christmas Eve and heard the bees singing the words of the Christmas story right out of the Gospel of Luke." August started to sing then in a humming sort of way. "Mary brought forth her firstborn child and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger." I giggled. "Do you think that really happened?" "Well, yes and no," she said. "Some things happen in a literal way, Lily, and then other things, like this one, happen in a not literal way, but they still happen. Do you know what I mean?" I didn't have a clue. "Not really," I said. "What I mean is that the bees weren't really singing the words from Luke. But still, if you have the right kind of ears, you can listen to a hive and hear the Christmas story somewhere inside yourself. You can hear silent things on the other side of the everyday world that nobody else can. Big Mama had those kind of ears. Now my mother, she didn't really have that gift. I think it skipped a generation." I was itching to know more about her mother. "I bet your mother kept bees too," I said. She seemed amused at that. "Goodness, no. She wasn't interested at all. She left here as soon as she could and went to live with a cousin up in Richmond. Got a job in a hotel laundry. You remember the first day you got here, I told you I grew up in Richmond? Well, that's where my father was from. He was the first colored dentist in Richmond. He met my mother when she went to see him with a toothache." I sat there a minute and thought about the odd ways of life. If it wasn't for a toothache, Rosaline wouldn't be here, or May, or June, or Black Madonna Honey, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking to her. "I loved Richmond, but my heart was always right here," she said. "Growing up, I couldn't wait to get here and spend the summers, and when Big Mama died, she left all this property to me, June, and May. I've been here keeping bees nearly 18 years now." Sunlight gleamed against the honey house window, flickering now and then with a shifting cloud. We sat in a yellowish quiet for a while and worked without talking. I was afraid I'd tire her out with all my questions. Finally, I couldn't hold myself back. I said, "So what did you do in Virginia before you came here?" She gave me a teasing look that seemed to say, "My goodness, you sure do want to know a lot of things." But then she dived right in, her hands not slowing down one bit pasting labels. "I studied at a Negro teacher's college in Maryland. June did too, but it was hard to get a job since there weren't that many places for Negroes to teach. I ended up working 9 years as a housekeeper. Eventually I got a job teaching history. It lasted 6 years till we moved down here." "What about June?" She laughed. "June? You wouldn't catch her keeping house for white people. She went to work at a colored funeral home, dressing the bodies and doing their hair." That seemed like the perfect job for her. It would be easy for her to get along with dead people. "May said June almost got married one time." "That's right, about 10 years ago." I was wondering. I stopped, looking for a way to ask her. "You were wondering if there was ever a time when I almost got married?" "Yeah," I said. "I guess I was." "I decided against marrying altogether. There were enough restrictions in my life without someone expecting me to wait on him hand and foot. Not that I'm against marrying, Lily. I'm just against how it's set up.